The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Where are the germiest germs of all? Upstairs, downstairs, or in the hall? No, they're in the bathroom. And to wipe them out, indeed, a little dash of Lysol's all you need.
Yes, Lysol in your cleaning suds wipes out germs and odors. Disinfects from one cleaning to the next as nothing else can. Use Lysol, either the new pine-scented or regular, each week when you clean the bathroom.
That's the bathroom. A little dash of Lysol does it all.
My goodness, what are you doing? I thought you were going to vacuum the living room. Then it was so quiet in here.
Oh, I'm not doing anything, Aunt Effie, just thinking.
What's the matter? Don't you feel well?
Oh, yes, I just... Well, I guess I'm not going abroad this summer.
Now, why do you say that?
Well, for the best reason in the world. No money.
Well, dear, it's not going to drop in your lap just sitting around.
But I can't think of any way to earn enough by June or July. What kind of a job am I suited for? Nothing, unless it's something unusual. I really don't type well enough, and I don't know shorthand. And the one Christmas time years ago that I worked in the department store as a sales girl, I never gave anybody the right change.
Well, I'm sure you did.
Well, I didn't shortchange them. I guess I shortchanged the store. My cash receipts were so messed up at the end of the first day, they let me go. Oh, they were nice about it,
mm-hmm.
Although the manager was sort of hysterical. But as you know, arithmetic has never been my long suit.
No. Well, now, I'm sure you're exaggerating.
Well, not much. Oh, I don't know. All I've got is $536 saved from years ago.
What about entering some contests?
Contests? What kind of contests?
Well, you see them in the magazines and newspapers all the time.
Oh, I'm no good at that sort of thing. I've never won a thing in my life, really.
Well, some people do. You certainly can't win them if you don't enter them. Now, we could try. You have nothing to lose.
No, I wouldn't know where to start.
Well, now, let's finish the housework and then sit down and look through the magazines you've got here. Maybe call your friends and have them look through theirs. And then let's get organized.
Aunt Effie, look what Myra brought over.
Well, I looked through every magazine I had, and I just ripped out everything that said contest.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Bo.
Well, that's wonderful, Myra. I didn't mean you had to bring them over. I could have picked them up.
Well, I didn't have anything special to do, and I love contests. I thought if you were going to work on them today, I could help.
Oh, good. Just put everything on the dining room table here, and we'll sort out the ones that look interesting.
Interesting? Let's sort out the ones that pay the most prize money.
Then you wouldn't want this one. The first prize is a cabin cruiser.
No. Only the ones that pay off in money.
Now, wait a minute. You might not win the first prize anyhow, and some of the second and third prizes, all the honorable mentions, pay off in money.
How much?
Well, most of the honorable mentions seem to be about $25.
Oh, is that all? Oh, dear.
Well, every little bit helps. If you win a lot of honorable mentions from a lot of contests, it all adds up.
Do you realize how many contests we'd have to enter?
Now, let's get busy. Now, start sorting them out, and I'll get paper and pencil, and we'll get to work.
Seems like a losing game to begin with.
Now, you won't get anywhere if you start out with a pessimistic attitude. You've got to say to yourself, I'm going to win.
Yeah.
All right, Aunt Effie, I'm going to win.
Here's one. Figglestoner's horseradish. Complete in 25 words why you like it.
Well, I never even heard of it. I don't like horseradish.
Well, the first prize is $100.
I like it. Now, let's have it and I'll get to work. Let's see. I like... Oh, it's Fligglestoner's horseradish because... How did you ever think of it?
I
read it again. I didn't hear it all. I was working on the cake flour one here.
I don't know. Who was that?
Well, for Pete's sake.
Oh, my goodness. Are you home already?
Oh, we haven't even thought of dinner.
Dinner? Time already?
Oh,
I've been here all day.
What is all this mess all over the house, huh?
My dear.
Boy, what a place.
Aunt Effie thought of a way for me to earn some money.
Guess what?
Entering contest.
Contest?
Yes, you know.
Huh?
I like so-and-so because, and you tell why in 25 words or less.
And some of them have prizes of $25,000 here.
Yeah, well, for $25,000, I bet you have to do more than just fill in why you like something. If you ask me, you're just wasting your time.
And Aunt Effie says, dear, somebody is going to win. Why not me?
Now, look, honest. Have you ever known anyone personally who did win these things? Did you ever? No.
Oh, I have. I have indeed. There's a Mrs. Tompkins down the street from me, and she enters these contests all the time. And really, she's won more things.
Read him the one you did, Myra. The one where you had to complete the limerick. The last line. Yeah. Listen to this, dear.
I'm listening. Let's have it.
Read it now.
There was a young housewife from Macon who discovered Grinsmeyer's bacon. Said she, the flavor is nice, and so is the price. For once, I didn't get taken.
Isn't that cute, dear? For once, I didn't get taken. Rhymes with bacon.
Yeah, I know. I recognize it. It rhymes with bacon. But I doubt if it'll win any prize.
All right, you write a better last line. I think it's very cute. I really do.
No, I'm not going to write any last lines. I tell you that much. Look, you know something? They don't want cute last lines.
What do you mean?
Yes, what do you mean?
They are looking for something that they can use for slogans.
Such as?
Well, all right, such as, now my family won't eat any other bacon.
But you can't use the word bacon again. It's in the second line. You have to have something to rhyme with it.
Well, I know. I didn't say that was it. I'm just giving you the idea.
Well, not very many things rhyme with bacon.
No. The same thing with the first one I was working on and gave up. What rhymes with horseradish?
Horseradish?
Yes, here's one. Fligglestoner's horseradish. I like it because and so forth. And I'm trying to write a little rhyme.
Well, radish, radish.
Well, I finally gave up trying to rhyme the horseradish.
Well, didn't you get anything? And you wrote something down.
Oh, well, I don't think it's very good. I really don't.
Read it.
Well, I like Fligglestoner's horseradish because I always know when I entertain and work with all my might and main, I will not pull a culinary boner if I serve horseradish made by Fligglestoner.
Well, it's not bad.
Isn't that more than 25 words?
Yeah, that's one of the troubles. I thought that pull a boner to rhyme with Fligglestoner was rather good.
Yeah, well, you will all excuse me if I go in and read the paper. Look, am I getting any dinner tonight?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness. I'll start it right away. I better get home before my husband starves to death.
We'll eat in the kitchen tonight, Aunt Effie, so we don't get things mixed up here on the dining room table. Maybe we could work on them again, you know, after dinner.
Well, I'll take some of these home and work on them, too.
Oh, Myra, you're just an angel to help, really. I'll get your coat.
No, well, we've got to get you off on that trip to Europe. And that's what friends are for, to help out.
Did you hear that, dear?
Oh, yeah, I heard it.
My friends are helping. You'd think my husband might help, too.
Well, don't look at me. I'm no good at those things.
Look, I'm going out the back way. I think I left my purse in the kitchen.
Oh, yes, you did.
I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, Myron. Thanks a million. Well, I guess I better go help Aunt Effie with dinner. Didn't realize it was so late. Been working all day. Betsy was going to Mary Lou's house after school and spend the night. We were so busy thinking of why we like shoe polish. Why we prefer to travel by air. Oh, and a name for a new baby in some comic strip that I never heard of.
Oh, honey, why are you wasting your time?
Because, as Aunt Effie says, if I did win some money, it would be like found money. I wouldn't even need to feel guilty spending it.
All right, okay, go ahead and have your fun, then.
Have fun? I'm trying to go to Europe with you. Of course, if you don't want me to go alone.
No, that is not so.
Well, then why don't you help me instead of asking?
Well, I don't know anything about entering such contests.
You know as much as we do. Or anybody else that reads the rules. In fact, dear, you'd probably be much better than we are at it because you're very clever. You are, and you're cleverer than we are, dear.
No,
you really are.
Flattery will get you nowhere.
Well, it's true. It really is.
Now, look, I am no good at picking up clever slogans and clever last lines to limerick and all that stuff. Only thing I ever won in my life like that was a short story contest in school.
You did?
Oh, I told you. Sure.
Aunt Effie, didn't we see a story contest in something? Yes. Oh, now, where was it? Some magazine. Myra brought over that she picked up in her beauty parlor and accidentally took with her. Oh, where is it? It was right here.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. No.
Why didn't I think of it?
Listen.
And the prize is $1,000. Think of it. What a wonderful idea. And you've been saying you wanted to get started writing if only you had an incentive. Well, now, this is certainly an incentive.
No, no, wait. No, no, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Millions of Americans are now filing the 1958 income tax returns. Some of these are taking advantage of the new Form 1040A, the revised short form to speed the reporting of last year's income. Only those who earn $5,000 or less used to be able to use the short form if they chose. This year, the 1040A limit has been doubled. That is, if your 1958 income was $10,000 or less, and if you take only standard deductions, you're permitted to file your return on the simplified short form 1040A. Good news on the form is that there are now only 15 lines to fill out. Of course, if you earned over $10,000 during 1958 or intend to itemize your deductions or other income variations, the standard long form 1040 must be used. The Revenue Service again reminds you to be sure to attach all W-2 withholding tax certificates pertaining to your earnings to the form you intend to file. Send your return to the District Director of Internal Revenue at the appropriate district office.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Why?
To begin with, it isn't even a slick magazine. It's one of those cheap pulp things.
Well, then you don't have to worry about how well the story is written.
No, and my goodness, there are 25 first prizes of $1,000 each. 25! Think of it. You certainly ought to be able to win when you have 25 chances. Also, it says anyone can turn in as many entries as he wishes.
Yeah, but look here. It's supposed to be a first-person story on the greatest adventure of my life. I haven't had any great adventures.
Well, make up something.
Oh, yes, oh, you can do it, dear.
Yes, you're always saying how you want to write, but the fact remains you don't. You are all talk.
Oh, now, Aunt Effie, leave him alone if he doesn't want to.
No, I'm not
going to
leave him alone. He was just like this when he was a little boy, always going to do something. Well, here you have a wonderful opportunity to help, to do something for your wonderful wife who is always doing something for you.
All right. I can't stand it. I'll think about it.
You better do something about it, because this magazine is the November issue, and the contest closes midnight, March 31st.
Oh,
March 31st.
Tomorrow night. Oh, dear, do you think you could? It only has to be 1,500 words long. I mean, if you work tonight and tomorrow, could you try at least? Gee, $1,000.
All right. I'll try. Now, look, get me some dinner, will you, while I think up the greatest adventure of my life.
Around the clock, skilled newsmen in CBS News bureaus evaluate with care the constant stream of bulletins and reports that pours in from hundreds of correspondents around the world. From this vast deluge of news, the top stories of the hour are condensed and edited so that over most of these stations, you may receive concise hourly reports on every important change in the global news picture. Hear up-to-the-minute news first, fast, via CBS News and this CBS radio station. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton and Seal McLaughlin and is produced by Walter Hart.